Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can read all of his work at brownzone.com. And right now, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Scott, happy Monday to you. It's been, you get a little, the mini bye week, as people call it now, which I think is ridiculous. But it still works. You get a couple of extra days off. 2-1, Ravens 2-1. Despite the Jets' loss, Cleveland Browns are tied for first place in the division.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when we reflect back on that Jets game plenty of times, but the fact that the Browns recovered, got to 2-1, is where they needed to be. And I think that was a big step for the team. And it said a lot about them, because I know it was not easy to bounce back from that Jets game the way it ended. So I think they should take some solace in it.
Hey, I know it's since we've had a couple days. The thing that's kind of in the back of my mind are all the injuries that piled up in this game. I mean, no Clowney, no Hubbard. And then you go back to the actual game day. I mean, these were all going into it. You know, even Ronnie Harrison was questionable. And then you get to Anthony Walker with a – that was not fun, not at all. Jed Wills, Wusukoramoa, Taven Bryant. I mean, the injury bug, it's good to have this mini break, what Jeff was saying, but how concerned are you about it?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, every team deals with it. I don't think the – JOK, Brian, and Wilson is anything, and even Harrison, anything long-term, but that doesn't mean they couldn't miss a week or two, right? And every game's important. So in the matchups matter depending on who you're playing. So concerning, and the Anthony Walker one is really tough because, you know, we know he's a captain. I thought he was off to a really good start. You could see him flying around the field. All you have to do is look back. I think it was the second play against Carolina in the opener, and he reads the swing pass to McCaffrey and makes a tackle for loss. And he had several of those plays in the first couple of games. You know, the Browns are confident in Jacob Phillips, and I get that. Now he needs to stay healthy. But even if he does, it just affects your depth, right? Because if JOK can't go this week against Atlanta, you're down two guys then. So, the injuries are obviously something to monitor. And when you talk about Clowney, you saw the impact of his injury and his absence at the end of that Jets game, and then the entire Steelers game, because offensive lines can really concentrate on Myles Garrett, and then there's nobody on the other side that's proven that they can go get the quarterback.
Scott, it's a weird league. Are you surprised that after three games, there's only one undefeated team in the AFC? That's Miami. So the Browns are, you know, just in contention with everybody else. And in the NFC, there are only two, and the Giants play tonight against Dallas. They could lose that game. It's stunning to me after 3 weeks that there are only two teams right now who are 3-0.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Jeff. And it just tells you, you said it's a weird league. It is. And there's a lot of parity in this league, and it's tough to sustain success. It's tough to sustain momentum. You know, this is a league where, you know, if you're picking games, a lot of times I like to pick the team looking for a bounce back, right? If you're 0-1, well, you need to get to 1-1. Or if you're 0-2, oh my gosh, you can't afford to get to 0-3. This is kind of the emotional ride in this league, and it's tough. Even if it goes the other way too, you have some success, it's tough to play at that high level every week. And if you're not, you're susceptible to a loss. You know, you saw with Buffalo a little bit, they get a couple of key injuries. They put up a ton of yardage yesterday, but they struggle inside the red zone. And all of a sudden you lose the game 21-19, right? So weird stuff in this league happens. I don't know if just because Miami beat Buffalo means Miami's the best team in the league, in the AFC. But it's interesting for sure that there's only two teams. And I think that, you know, maybe when we talk about teams are going to go 13-4, not that any of these teams can't, but it's a lot easier said than done.
And it's weird. The only team that doesn't have a win or a tie is the Raiders, who I think folks thought might be pretty good. So I wonder how things space out a little bit. And if I'm the Browns, I'm thinking, this is just fine. All right, we messed up a game. The Browns should be 3-0, but I would think they're probably, I wouldn't say content, but not terribly unhappy with where they sit right now. Scott, would you think that's a feeling that's out there?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would say part of that is how well Jacoby Brissett's played. I just think that has provided a comfort level. Not that, you know, who knows? The organization has always been behind Jacoby Brissett. But even having given their confidence, you would think that there was some uncertainty there, right? The guy hadn't started a bunch of games since 2019. Sure. You know there's going to be a drop-off from Deshaun Watson. And then I know from the fan base perspective, there were tons of questions about Jacoby Brissett. And I think he's quieted plenty of those over the last 2 weeks. So I think you combine all that together, and, yeah, it does give them a sense of, okay, we're kind of where you needed to be. Now you got to go beat Atlanta because the schedule gets a lot harder after Atlanta.
All right, give me your take on the defense here. And they only gave up 3 points in that second half. I know people were upset in the first half and saw the way that, you know, the Steelers were able to do what they kind of wanted to, and they end up with 14 points, and you're down one, you know, all that stuff there. But when push came to shove, they only gave up 3 points in the second half.
Yeah, I thought it was a step forward. I thought they cleaned up a lot of the communication issues, which we talked about, you know, ad nauseum last week, and rightly so, because those were crucial in the first two games. But I thought they cleaned up a lot of those. You know, one of the Pittsburgh drives was touchdown drives. Pickens made that crazy catch, and Martin Emerson Jr. had pretty good coverage there. The second drive, the Browns gave up some runs. But and I thought they made some tweaks in the second half, played much better. You didn't see the communication issues. And they did it, you know, without getting a lot of pressure on Mitchell Trubisky, which would go back to Clowney, go back to Myles Garrett, who the Steelers did everything they could to take him out of that. But yet the defense is still able to make plays and play well in that second half. So I think it's a step forward. I don't think I don't think we've seen the dominant defense that the Browns were predicting. But you kind of did against Carolina, except for, like, three plays, right? So you've seen kind of hints of what it can be. I don't think the Pittsburgh game showed exactly what it could be, but I think there's signs there. And if they get Clowney back and if they stay relatively healthy, then I would expect this defense to continue to get better.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram. You can read all of his fine work at brownszone.com. Three games. Jacoby's looked more than competent. I find it interesting, though, that Amari Cooper is the only wide receiver who I think's been impactful. Donovan Peoples-Jones had a good first week, but didn't follow that up very well. David Njoku's coming off a big game. Is it okay, because they've been hammering the running game so much, that Cooper and Njoku are really the only impactful guys at wide receiver? Does that work?
Yeah, I think it does, Jeff. Now,
and tight end, excuse me.
Having said that, it's probably only works in the right circumstances. You know, if you get into a 42-41 shootout with the Chargers in a couple of weeks, you probably can't throw every pass to Cooper and Njoku. But if you're going to be able to run the ball 30 to 35 times a game and have real success doing that and dominate time of possession, yeah, then I don't know if you need to spread the ball everywhere. Now, you need those guys to be threats, and I think Donovan Peoples-Jones is a threat to some degree, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, and I think that is a concern to some degree. But when I watch these games, it's not like I go, oh, my gosh, where's that second receiver? I see a good mix of the pass and run, and I'm not 100% sure it matters if, you know, Cooper and Njoku combined for 17 catches versus five guys combined for 17 catches, you know?
All right. Give me the biggest Scott Petrak surprise so far, three games in. Like, something you'd be like, I didn't expect that to happen. Tough question. I think I have stumped you.
I think I'd go back to Jacoby Brissett. Not that I was super, it's not like I was down on him. I thought he'd be okay. But I didn't think he'd play at this level. And I think for the last two games, he's played, it's certainly a winning level, but I think it even exceeds that. I think he's played at a high level for the last two games, and he's looked more comfortable in the offense. He's looked quicker moving, like running the ball, not only sneaks, but on scrambles. Like, I think he looks a lot better since that game in Carolina. Not to, you know, this is not to say that he's going to be perfect the rest of the season or anything like that, but I just think he's played better than I expected, and that gives, I think if you're a Browns fan, that gives you hope that they might be able to win some of this, these tough games, right? They get this tough stretch of games coming up, and I think if Brissett plays like that, I would feel better if I were a fan about, okay, he gives us a chance to win a good amount of these games when I don't know if I would have thought that week one when you're, you know, going through a schedule game.
The other thing, Scott, we talked about a little bit of parity through three games. Chargers are having a rough start.
Yeah.
Herbert's messed up. Patriots are 1-2. Ravens haven't looked like world beaters. Bengals have certainly had their issues. They're 1-2. I mean, the first four games of that stretch, then you get the Dolphins and the Bills and the Bucks, who have been a little bit better, but the Bucks lost yesterday. All of a sudden, those teams don't look quite as daunting, do they?
No, I think that's a good point, Jeff. And, you know, you hate to read too much into three games, right? And it's why you have to have a long-term approach. And it's why, you know, Kevin Stefanski, I think he takes some heat sometimes for just being as even-keeled as he is. But I think that's really crucial in an NFL season filled with so many ups and downs, right? It helps to have just a level-headed guy. But you're right. If you just look at three games, the Bengals aren't as good as I thought they would be. The Chargers have their issues, right? You mentioned New England. And who knows, you know, it could be Brian Hoyer quarterbacking New England when they come to town. So, yeah, I think that's another reason to think, okay, maybe the Browns can do better than, you know, everybody's kind of thinking, oh, can they just hang on until December 4th? Maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's not just hanging on. Maybe they can actually make some hay and stay atop this division.
If it is Hoyer, at least we know we're good against former Clevelanders who play quarterback for the other team. So we got that going for us. I haven't read that stat. I'm sure
1-0.
Bennigan has it, yes.
1-0. Scott, thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks, folks.
Thanks,
always
man.
Always appreciate it. Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownsZone.com, BrownsZone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.